Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry about last week. Damn it, I gotta stop doing that. I'll make it up for you, I promise. So as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I truly appreciate it. So please tell a friend, coworker, the lady at the front desk at the hotel you're staying in. Let someone know about my podcast, folks. I'm seeing a nice uptick in numbers, and I truly appreciate it. Right now, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Addison, Texas. It's basically Dallas. I know some people get upset. It's like, it's not Dallas, it's Addison. But to everyone else, it's fucking Dallas. Yeah. Been a weird few days, but I'll get to all that. But first, I want to do my milestone. For those who don't know, I have a now 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's going through, or you know, any new achievements or milestones that he's gone through in the last week. Nothing major this week, other than the fact that he is now obsessed with algebra. Last weekend. It was a Saturday. He goes, Dad, I want to learn how to do alphabet math. And I was like, alphabet math? He was like, yeah, the math that has the numbers and the letters. And I was like, oh, algebra. He was like, yeah, that. So we spent well over an hour on Friday. I mean, not Friday, Saturday night, watching YouTube videos of people do basic algebra. And I was surprised, man. He was really into it. I mean, he went to his playroom and got a notebook out. He was taking notes and drawing stuff, and he wanted me to make some problems up for him. And I got to be honest, he was grasping basic concepts in algebra, you know, like combining like terms and how to add and subtract the numbers with different variables, and you know, the factoring. He learned about order of operations, PEMDAS, and man, yeah, he enjoyed it. And that's how we wrapped up our Saturday night. And he's like, "What about geometry?" And I was like, "Well, we'll do that tomorrow." This dude wakes up Sunday morning, and I'm like, "All right, let's go have breakfast." So I go down, I'm making him a cereal. We put it on his little table, and I get the remote. I'm like, all right, what cartoon do you want to watch? He was just like, I don't want to watch cartoons. Last night you said I could watch I could watch geometry. And I was just like, hey, this, give it a rest for like maybe the first hour of the day. I got stuff to do. And so I went and did some stuff around the house, and later on that morning, we watched some algebra, not algebra, but geometry, and he was digging that too. I can tell a little bit, that was definitely way over his head, but he watched it, and he seemed to be intrigued by it. But yeah, trying to figure out the area of a shaded portion of a circle that had a rhombus in it. Yeah, he really wasn't grasping that, but for some reason, I think he just likes. Because he's always, yeah, it combines everything that he's always been obsessed with as a younger child. He's, first it was letters, then it was the numbers, then it was the shapes, and he likes math. So it's everything that he really likes, but just some of the lingo and the terminology is a bit much. I mean, because I'm watching it like I don't remember 80% of this stuff. Or slightly remembering the fact that I hated doing it, and I can never remember the formulas and stuff. But yeah, he's obsessed with that. So that's I can't be mad at that at all. So I think there's a mathnasium in town. So maybe I could see if they got something for kids his age there, so he can really sharpen up his math skills. But yeah, he's just nerding out on math right now, which is pretty cool. But oh man, so yeah, ironically, I'm actually in Dallas right now, and a couple of days ago, I don't know if you guys remember or not. There's no way you don't know, but a while back, white female police officer, off duty, comes home, accidentally goes into the wrong apartment, shoots and kills this dude because he thinks that he's a burglar in her home, on her couch, in the dark, watching TV, eating ice cream. But she was convicted of murder and given 10 years. Pretty light sentence. People like 10 years, that's nothing. It's just like, well, all right, well, you go to prison for 10 years and show me that it's nothing. And it's like, I get it. You got people, especially black people, who have gotten way harsher sentences for way less. It's like, I get that. I understand. I feel like it's a pretty light sentence as well. It should be no question about what happened here. It's just, you fucked up, you went into somebody else's house, you killed him. It's just the fact that she's a cop shouldn't even matter. You went into the wrong residence and you ended someone's life. You should go to jail for the rest of your life. That's how I feel about it. But so, after all of this, the victim's brother spoke and he asked if he could approach the woman and he hugged her. And people had a lot of issues with that. And the judge also hugged her, and people had issue with that. Now, I guess I'll start. Let me start with the brother. With the brother, I get it. It's quote unquote the right thing to do, especially if you truly call yourself a Christian. That is how you handle things by the book. You know, people always want to talk about by the book. That's by the book. There you go. And people are upset, and but I see it every day. Niggas love posting Bible quotes. Hey, this air conditioner is gonna come on. I apologize. I tried to stop it, but I couldn't. So hopefully it's not too annoying. But every day, you know, I'm watching people like, oh, I gave it to God. People wearing God is dope shirts, hoodies. You know, I'm giving it to God. God is my this. God is my that. But then when it comes time to actually put that into practice, people are like, oh, hell no. Nah. Fuck that shit. Hell no. Nah. It's like, but this is what you've always talked about. You're always talking about Jesus and God and going to church and all this kind of stuff. And you're giving it to the Lord. There you go. That is the perfect time for you to exercise your Christianity. When most people would not want to hug this person, they would probably want to kill this person or do harm to this person to make themselves feel better. The Christian thing to do would to go, hey, I forgive you, I love you, and embrace that person. Not many people in their lives have an opportunity to do something like that. So here's the perfect time to, you know, physically manifest your Christianity through action. And can it really get any worse than that? Someone killing a loved one, you know, your brother, your child, and you hugging this person and going, hey, I forgive you and I love you. That's a powerful thing. And I'm not sitting here acting like I could do it. But I'm just saying, if you want to call yourself a Christian, it's just funny how it's just every day. People are so, you know, Christian. Everything is about God. But that moment comes and it's just like, eh, I'm good on that part. You know, and it's just, I don't know. But as far as the judge, it's just like, I said all what I said before. But in her position, I think it might be a little inappropriate. As a judge, you just came down with a ruling on somebody and you convicted someone. Well, the jury convicted him, but you basically doled out the punishment. And now you're hugging. It seems weird, but maybe it's because we've been conditioned to think and see things a certain way. It's because when you really step back, it's just like, hey, here's just a woman appointed to a position to do a job. She did her job. It wasn't personal. At all. She hugged this woman. It's like, I get it, but it looks weird. And another point I wanted to make too is just like every other day, along with all the Christian stuff, you always seeing people posting protect black women, support black women, black woman magic, black girl magic. We got to do this for black women. And here we have a black female judge, right? And she does this, and it's just like Uncle Tom slave mentality. Fuck this bitch. Why is she doing this? It's just like, I thought we were trying to support black women. I thought that's what we're doing. What we're doing nowadays. You know, no matter what, we should be supporting black women. And then people are like, well, case by case. It's like, oh, so we shouldn't just be doing this blanket thing of like supporting everybody just because of their gender or because of their race or because of whatever. You kind of want to look at their character and who they are as a person before you start just publicly supporting people. That's kind of fucking weird, don't you think? It's kind of weird. That, man, that you might want to save all this public praise and all this other shit until you kind of got to know somebody. But, we just live in such a, you got to support me now. And if you don't, that means you hate all other people that look like me. It's just, it's dumb. It's so stupid. Now, I'm not saying this woman is a bad person or whatever. It's just funny seeing the people who are always like, hey, you got to support black women are the main ones talking shit. Even like with these white feminists, it's like, oh, we need to give more white women jobs. And then Betsy DeVos gets the job as the whatever the fuck education, whatever the fuck she does. And the same woman, oh, she can't do it. She sucks. She can't. It's like, oh, so you're basically saying that not all fucking women, white women, are qualified for every fucking job? Is that what you're saying? So you do this whole fight about how you got to give all of us this, and then they put somebody in there that looks like you, but then they don't operate on the same set of principles you do, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we don't really like that person. Only if it's like, oh, so you're saying don't support everybody. Which is it? Are we supporting all women or not supporting all women? Or are we only supporting women that think like you do? I don't know, man. It's sad that we have to slowly find out one person at a time that we're not perfect. Even though it's been said no one's perfect, but we got to kind of figure it out. Person by person, like, oh shit, this person messed up. Oh, this person doesn't think like me, or this person. Oh wow, okay, maybe we should take a step back here and not just, just support everybody fucking blindly right off the bat because they look like you or have the same genitalia as you. I don't know. It's just it's silly. And now, when I made this original statement about the hugging that happened and the stuff about Christianity, I also wanted to make the point out too that I didn't want the wrong people liking that, because to be honest, there's a lot of super conservative white dudes, and I have white conservative friends, and I'm not saying all of them. The ones that are not super closed off to other ideas, not those guys. But my fear with that comment was I didn't want the wrong white conservatives to go, see, this is how people need to be, and you know, she did the right thing by hugging, he did the right thing by hugging. Because typically people like that, if the shoe was on the other foot, they would not hug a black dude that killed their child or their brother. All right, that guy who killed the cops here in Dallas, you think the victims' families will be out hugging that dude? Hell nah. It's just, that's been our role in this country as people of color, black people. We always have to take the high road, the road that no one else takes, you know? And people, oh, that was great, but they would never extend that same courtesy. I don't, like I said, that super conservative white male, he is not going to hug you if you killed his son or raped his daughter or did anything to somehow infringe upon his rights, his freedom. That's not going to happen. It's so easy to hold other people to such a high standard of behavior and don't do it yourself. It's so easy to do that, you know? It's so easy to do. And to be honest, man, how this whole thing played out, most conservative white males would not be cool with it at all. But they appear to be, what's the word? I'm trying to find the right word for it. But they do enjoy watching other people be big in moments where they feel like they are getting screwed over by the system and just dealing with it, when they know themselves they would never put up with that. Ever. And let's be real, you see it going on with all this shit with the White House, and I can't really trust much of the media, but look at what's going on with Trump. You know, all these investigations and allegations, he's not taking that shit lying down. He is fighting back. He calling the FBI liars. He is trashing people who have been working for the government with impeccable records for 30 plus years because he feel like he's being wronged. He is not taking that shit lying down. But if that was Obama, he wouldn't be able to say anything because they would go, hey, you're setting the wrong example. You know, you're not showing the respect for authority. This is already a problem in the black community where black people don't trust law enforcement. How does that look when you have the president of the United States calling out the FBI, calling them liars, people who have served their country for 30 years? You know, you're going to call this person's credibility into question all because they're trying to protect America from any wrongdoing and protect the office of the president. No, you don't hear any of that shit when it comes to this dude. People are like, hey, they talk shit first. He's just trying to protect themselves. We don't even have the right to protect ourselves. And I've said this on my podcast before. We have to have our lives, we have to be beaten within inches of our lives, and it has to be abundantly clear to everyone around that you are the victim in this situation, because the moment you react, it all becomes your fault. What you could have done to get out of that situation. Dude, even in this case with this lady, they tried to use castle doctrine law. It's like, bitch, that's not even your house. That's not your house. You can't, well, I thought it was my house. You can't, oh, I thought this was my house, so I killed this person. That shit never even, dude, this should have been an open and shut one day case, but no. And people still had to hum and haw over whether or not this was murder by a police officer going into someone else's house and killing them. You go into someone else's house, you're wrong. Oh, she had a long day. That's just too bad. Who you think had a longer day? Fucking her or him? Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. This is... Sorry if I feel like I'm all over the place. But yeah, man. It's just... I'm trying not to get too involved with all the Trump stuff, but it's just such a fucking double standard about how we're supposed to react to being violated by the law enforcement, man. It's just like, this dude is fighting this shit tooth and nail, calling out everybody. I mean, it's just so messy. It's so messy. And those people, they're cool with it. But me as a black person, when you got these states where they got, like New York, where they got the stop and frisk, and you'll see videos of some dude pissed off about being stopped and having his body violated and touched and rubbed, and people going through your shit. This is America. And people are like, hey, if you didn't do anything wrong, guy, just let them pat you down. Dude, ain't no fucking conservative white dudes letting nobody pat them the fuck down, asking them where they're going. They would say, man, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, asking me where I'm going and what I'm doing, no, you can't search my shit. You cannot. But the moment we do this, it's just like, oh, these guys, just no respect for police. I mean, come on. I mean, if people in Washington want to set the example, just let them do their investigation. If you did nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about. I mean, that's what you've always told us for decades. If you did nothing wrong, hey, there's nothing to worry about. And if they find something on you, buddy, that's just too bad. There's ways to fight it. You don't need to disrespect police. Just let them do their investigation. But all right, now they got this dude mowing out here. I'm sorry for all these noises. Sorry if I feel like I was all over the place. Yeah. Well, I'm here in Addison, Texas with Mark Norman all weekend. It should be fun. And yep, there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. And don't forget to hit me up if you want a Don't Tread on Comedy shirt at $25. And check out my Instagram page. I got them on there. All right, peace.